Do you want your click-through rates to increase? If you answered yes, it's time to turn your attention to native advertising. Keep reading to learn about the most effective native advertising examples. Customers' tolerance for obtrusive advertisements is dwindling. Nobody enjoys being inundated with hundreds of ads. As a result, advertisers must get up their game and get inventive to make commercials less invasive. Native advertising is the most effective approach to achieve this. Native advertising has suddenly exploded in popularity. Customers are moving away from social media and toward editorial and content-based recommendations. Native advertising has grown to include practically every type of advertisement since its inception. According to eMarketer, native advertising spending in the United States increased 37% in 2021 and is predicted to reach $98.59 billion in 2023. Native video advertising accounts for 84.1% of total video ad expenditure in the United States in 2022, up about 2% from 2021. Native advertising is seen to be efficient by 47% of marketers worldwide. In contrast, social video spending is predicted to fall by almost 2.5% this year. With all the numbers out of the way, let's dive into everything you need to know about native advertising and look at famous brands' best native advertising examples. What is native advertising? We've all seen it, but we may not have realized it. Native advertisements are adverts that mix seamlessly with the rest of the website's UI. Native advertising is the best since it is less invasive than other ad types and appears to be organic content. However, there will always be some indication that the content is paid, endorsed, or partnered. Sponsored articles on various news platforms or sites are one of the most frequent types of native advertising. Native advertising, on the other hand, can take many varied forms. In fact, you're probably exposed to native advertising on social media regularly and aren't even aware of it. There are numerous tools and platforms like PowerAdSpeak available to assist you in being more active with your native ads campaigns. There are six most common forms of native advertising. In-feed/in-content ads, in-iron/in-content ads are advertisements embedded within content pieces, social feeds, and retail websites. They aim to integrate it with media content and create a consistent user experience. These are most commonly seen on social networks as sponsored posts on Instagram or Facebook, promoted tweets on Twitter, sponsored content on LinkedIn, etc. These advertisements show as you browse and urge you to visit a profile, website, or download an app or search ads. Search ads are another sort of native ad. You can find them by Googling almost anything. Search advertisements are always linked to websites. Search ads are sponsored search results that marketers pay to be at the top of the list. They can, of course, be found not only on Google but also on other search engines such as Yahoo and Bing. Recommendation widgets. When you finally read an item online and see the box with more stories, such as from around the web or recommended by, you're looking at a recommendation widget. Recommendation widgets feature images and short descriptions that link to long-form material from an external source, such as a story. What distinguishes this kind from in-feed advertising is that they do not display in the feed the user is scrolling through at random but rather in a designated box containing the ads. They are integrated into the website at the publisher's discretion. Promoted listings. This native ad is only seen on e-commerce sites and similar sites. Promoted listings appear in the same way as other products or services, but with a note indicating that it is an advertisement. Promoted listings help emphasize and identify your product, resulting in increased sales. In ad, this one is a little hard. An in-feed ad is a typical, banner-like ad that appears outside the main text but contains valuable and relevant content. In-feeds effectively increase brand awareness because they combine a business's logo, image, and a bit of text, all connected to a landing page, and are well targeted because they're presented next to relevant content. Custom native ad formats. VIAB has designated a final category for any native ads that do not fall into one of the other categories. Companies, and not only businesses, as you'll see in a moment, are interested in an alternate yet prevalent platform for showing custom native adverts. Native advertising, what not to do. Don't trick them. Don't piss them off. Hergoer's words of caution pertain to the trust between a publisher and its audience, and he stressed the hazards of offending readers by using deception and trickery to earn fast money. This was the counsel of Eric Goers, Time Magazine's head of innovation, during the recent Contently Summit. Goers spoke during the event's Truth in Advertising session, which focused on the issue of native advertising. Many individuals feel that native advertising is immoral since it is disguised. This is logical given the origins of native advertising. As mentioned, before the implementation of standards, firms frequently did not notify customers when they were being promoted to. As a result, many took endorsements and suggestions at face value and believed them, only to discover later that they'd been duped. Native advertising is popular among brands and marketers because it has higher click-through rates and engagement than traditional adverts. However, not everyone, particularly consumers, is smitten with native advertising. If you want to learn and use native advertising to its full potential, look at these native advertising examples. Spatiffy and Stranger Things. Spatiffy's native advertising strategy mixes innovation and curation. Stranger Things, for example, teamed with Spatiffy to advertise its second season, which included Spatiffy allowing users to turn on Stranger Things mode and explore songs crafted for each of the show's characters. This native advertising example unit is more than simply a sponsored playlist, which they also provide. It's an immersive branded experience that suits both Spatiffy and Netflix's personalities. There's no reason other publishers can't create similarly innovative ad experiences. It's all about understanding your audience and how to seamlessly integrate an advertiser into that experience. Puka and Amazon. Amazon understands how to persuade customers to spend more. The e-commerce behemoth essentially invented online upselling and cross-selling. The native ad displays the selection of related goods along the top of the product results page in this partnership with Puka. This ad mixes in well with the rest of the page while not hiding that it is sponsored content. Adobe Photoshop. New York Times T-Brand Studio. Just because it's advertising doesn't mean your journalistic standards have to suffer. Even if it's part of your marketing, thoughtful, long-form writing may be an excellent method to get your name out there and build a positive brand connection. And this is the perfect native advertising example of it. The New York Times T-Brand Studio expertly blends modest native advertising with high-quality in-house content marketing worthy of the great lady. This well-researched Adobe post on the future of shopping delivers valuable insights and statistics on shopping habits in a VR-centric lot while remaining non-sales. The magazine Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair has a long history of providing effortlessly stylish lifestyle news, making it a perfect platform for native advertising. Hennessy collaborated with the agency Droga5 to create a film. The content was written with the intent to get you behind the scenes of this legendary English racing car driver. It was to align with the drink maker's Never Stop, Never Settled campaign. And what could be better to market a fine whiskey than the fastest man on earth, Sir Malcolm Campbell? The native advertising example is actually intriguing. In addition to establishing the subtle yet striking parallel between Camel's spirit of adventure and Hennessy's Wild Rabbit marketing a metaphor for one's inner drive to achieve, according to the article, the obligatory product placement in the material is handled correctly, and it does not appear superfluous or tenuously placed alongside the subject matter. Finally, the piece is as elegant as a standard Vanity Fair feature, resulting in a reader-friendly experience. Visit Portugal plus Skyfinder. A flight comparison website is ideal for a travel company's advertisement. This native ad shows on the site so that anybody looking for flights may see this stunning vista and consider booking the trip to Portugal. The native advertising example contains more than simply a picture. There's information about the nation, including which cities to visit, and critical information regarding current travel restrictions, something that all travelers should be aware of. Buzz Ironed and Upworthy. Are the most successful viral hit manufacturers on the internet. Is it any surprise that the site will eventually offer its prized viewership to wealthy sponsors? Consider the BuzzIrond community sections, which feature companies such as publishing behemoth HarperCollins. The success of this native advertising example is influenced by its timeliness. The piece was published in late June, just in time for graduation season. Second, the post was inspired by instructor David McCullough, JR.S. renowned You Are Not Special graduating address, which became viral in its own right. Apart from the implicit tie between college grads and books, there's really no visible connection between the client, a big publishing firm, and the content. Thus, the ad comes off as a soft pitch, which is more accessible for people to swallow than complex product placement. College Humber or Bit Gum, when it comes to advertising, wit and ingenuity go a long way. This, combined with the real-world use of a product, such as gum on a first date, results in the memorable and successful native commercial. Dating footnotes, provided iOrbit, was released on the popular YouTube comedy channel College Humber ahead of Valentine's Day. It's quick, hilarious, and capitalizes on the current holiday. Orbit has a reputation for creating distinctive advertisements, so a native AD like this fits right in. This native AD also integrated well with the channel's comedy where it was broadcast, promoting Orbit Gum's goods without feeling like a typical commercial. The New York Times and Snapchat. Snapchat's target market is Generation Z, thus, the firm sought to make an effect. And when the chance arose, Snapchat seized it with both hands. During the 2020 election, Snapchat assisted over 1 million young people in registering to vote. T brand created biographies of 5 political activists who were voting for the first time. A pay post was published, offering an in-depth look at these people's lives and their roles in battling racial injustice and climate change. T brand collaborated with Skiba Irajan to produce graphic pictures of these campaigners to get attention. Then, the print commercial was released, doubling down on Snapchat's promise to get Gensers to vote. TikTok and Samsung. Samsung is well known for its intriguing advertisements. The Invisible Generation idea was created by Samsung to advertise the debut of their newest smartphone, the Galaxy Z Fold 3. The brand invited consumers to dance along to the movements or create their own using a branded hashtag challenge on TikTok. The music was appealing, and the corporation increased participation by awarding awards to the best participants. The organization transformed this campaign into tremendous success by developing a comprehensive plan that targeted people through several touch points, including running top view advertisements, brand takeover commercials, and reach and frequency ads. Tasty plus Walmart plus Eco. If you are looking for a win-win situation, here's the perfect native advertising example. The three-way collaboration between Eco, Tasty, and Walmart resulted in an entertaining interactive film that benefits all businesses involved. The film leads viewers through the stages of cooking their own meatball meal, using Walmart supplies and tasty recipes, all made possible by Eco's interactivity. If you want to find more native advertising examples, try the best native spy tool, PowerAdsP. PowerAdsP is the most intelligent AD spy tool to empower you with the best winning ads from various platforms such as Facebook, Google, Instagram, YouTube, GBN, Native, Reddit, Quora Ads, etc. It has the world's largest database of over 50 million ads listed. It has thousands of people worldwide watching and submitting the best trending AD copies. If you are looking for running Facebook intelligent ads and the best native advertising examples to get inspiration for your AD campaigns, you can easily find them with PowerAdsP. Summing it up, native ads are mere tools for your advertising campaigns. You can win or fail at them. It will always come down to you, how you are using it. But with all the native advertising examples, you can get inspired and utilize the full potential of native advertising. If you want to get more such ideas, try PowerAdsP and discover the world of winning ads.